I have like a random computer question for you. Yes. Okay. So, you know, I have RetroPie on my Pi right now.
I have heard about this.
You know how you did that? Is there a way you could undo that temporarily and then redo it again?
Why would you ever want to do that, Sash?
Well, because I'm getting married. And I need to do a playlist, and I think that that might be the best way to play music, right, at the wedding. Is that the best way?
There is a thing called a DJ.
Okay, there is a thing called a budget.
Okay, so what are you thinking?
Okay, because I have
random play of songs that you have selected.
Yes, okay, because I have a band.
Dance Mix 92. Just push play.
That's right. I have a band that's starting for like the later part, but I'm just talking like the background
there goes
music
the budget.
Yeah,
I hear you. Okay.
So. Is that easy, or is that like...
Seems like overkill, to be honest with you.
Okay.
Because you could set up a Volumio player and get it up and going, create a playlist and this and that, and then connect to it, push play. You got to set up a Wi-Fi hotspot.
What is my best bet, then?
I think just, like, set up a playlist on your phone or something.
Oh.
Or just, an MP3 player. But to answer your question, yes, it can be done. What you could do is you could get a second SD card. Because you wouldn't wipe it out and then have to reset up RetroPie. No, take out the SD card. It's just this little tiny chip. Put in a new one. Install the whatever you want on it. And then just switch them back and forth.
So could I have multiple ones? If I wanted to do like a photo frame.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be just like a display, I guess, like just a monitor, really, instead of a frame.
Yeah.
And then I would just hook it up to my Pi and have pictures cycling through it. But then it could also just be my RetroPie when I want it to be.
But again, now, see, I love the idea. I love where you're going with it.
Okay.
For a DIY fun project.
Yeah.
But I've done weddings before.
Uh-huh.
I've shot weddings from, like, a videography standpoint and everything. Simplify. Make things easy on yourself.
Okay.
And what I mean by that is cat5.tv/AGP tech, the black 1080p player. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It has an HDMI output.
Okay.
And it has a USB and an SD card slot.
Okay.
All you have to do is stick all your pictures on an SD card or a USB stick, plug it in, push play. Done.
Uh-huh.
There's no setup. There's no risk of... This is not going to work if I can't figure it out when I'm supposed to be getting married today.
Right.
You don't need that
extra
stress.
And you can't come to Newfoundland to fix the things?
Newfoundland is a long walk.
It's Canada. There's part swim to it, actually.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a bit of a triathlon situation.
Yeah, it would be fun.
Okay.
But that's the route I would go.
All right. So that answered my question.
You may have access to one of those because I just happened to own one. I do, actually. 1 second. Okay, not that one. This one. Here it is. This is what I'm talking about. This has never been opened, so I assume it's not an empty box. Here you go. This is exactly what you need.
Okay.
That's it.
And just...
USB.
Yeah.
SD.
Nice.
Either one you can use. It has VGA output, optical output, AV output, and HDMI output.
Nice.
So you just plug that into a TV. Done.
Sweet.
No setup.
All right.
That's what you want to do.
That's what I want to do.
Yeah. cat5.tv/AGP tech, but it's spelt with a K,
A-G-P
not a C-H.
Tech.
A-G-P-T-E-K.
All right.
And you'll see that below. All right?
All right.
Keep it simple.
I'm gonna.
Don't add stress to your special day.
Okay, thank you.
That's my trick.